The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen. Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.?
How was that? Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Good morning, Birmingham. It is Monday, August the 8th, 2022. We got partly cloudy skies, a chance of rain this afternoon, and a high of 92 today. I am Richard Dixon, alongside Notorious SHG, who was in for the vacationing Valerie Vining, who is enjoying some cool weather in beautiful North Carolina. Is it cool? It's cooler than here, I bet.
It's probably a little less humid up in the mountains.
Yeah. Oh, it was humid as hell this weekend. Anyway, she's golfing right now. Let's see if we can throw her off her game. Do you think she's listening? Valerie. Miss.
Noonan.
Portions of today's show brought to you by QC Kinetics. Are you sick and tired of that constant pain in your knees or hips or back, especially this time of year? You need to be moving pain-free, right? Well, it's time to look into QC Kinetics. They're helping people here every day, giving them lasting pain relief using the latest advances in regenerative medicine. The science is simple. They concentrate your own body's healing agents and apply them to your aching joints, restoring and repairing damaged tissue with no drugs, no steroids, no surgery, and no downtime. Better than 9 out of 10 people are getting results from QC Kinetics when they stop by. First thing they're going to do, it's an initial consultation. It is free. And you can talk to them about what you're experiencing, and they can take a look at you. And then, you know, you'll come to an agreement about whether or not you're a good candidate for this, because they don't want to waste your time if you're not. If, however, you are and you're a candidate for this regenerative medicine from QC Kinetics, man, it can be life-changing, absolutely life-changing. It's a great way to deal with joint pain with no side effects and no downtime. QC Kinetics, call them for that first initial free consultation. Birmingham and Tuscaloosa, 205-686-1941. 205-686-1941. That's 205-686-1941. You got nothing to lose with QC Kinetics. Let's hit some headlines.
Justin.
Well, I got news for you.
Yeah, I got some news for you. CPAC is done. They just had their big meeting in Texas, and they always have a straw poll at the end of it to see, like, who do you guys think should be our nominee in 2024?
It was me.
It was not you. You came in third. You were very close. How about Donald Trump with 69% of the vote? And then Ron DeSantis with 24%, and the remainder was split up amongst a handful of people. SHG being third, of course. Here's the thing. I'm wondering about a Donald Trump presidency, even if it's not Joe Biden that he's running against. I'm wondering about a candidacy because of the virulent anti-Trump people out there. You know, Trump not only inspires people to show up and vote for him and show up at his huge gatherings like the one that took place in Wisconsin a couple of days ago, but he also inspires people to show up and vote against him.
He has a very polarizing effect on most people.
That's exactly the word I was looking for, polarizing. He is extremely polarizing. And I feel like if it hadn't been for January 6th, if that had not taken place, there is a chance that there were some people who were against Trump who would look at the way things are now under Biden and go, you know what? I don't like the guy, but he's better than what we're dealing with. I mean, let's face it. Unemployment was lower. More people were employed. you know, prices were lower. He had gas under control. My bank account was better. My wallet was fatter. Everything in my life was going better under Trump. Maybe we should give him another shot. But since January 6th, I think he's just given a whole bunch of people a rock solid reason to not vote for him.
I just can't think. Can't we find somebody different that doesn't have so many of his negatives?
Yes, we can. His name is Ron DeSantis. He got 24%.
There you go.
This is a guy who understands how to be an executive officer, how to run something, you know. He ran the state of Florida. He's done it very well. He's no doubt going to win in a walk when he runs for governor again in this next election. And he doesn't have the baggage that Trump has. And that's the thing that really gets me is, you know, I've always said, I like the guy's policies. I find his hyperbolic nature to be just annoying, you know? Everything is always the best.
I have a different term for that, ever. But I think that I'm not allowed to say
you
that
can't.
On the radio.
Exactly.
So.
Mm-hmm. Can't say it on the radio.
Thank you for your restraint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can only live so long with everything either being the best or the worst. Everyone knows it's the worst. It's the worst ever, and everybody knows it. It's like, no, Donald, it's not the worst ever. There are lots of things worse than that, you know?
I also love the fact that when you do your Trump impersonation, you have to do the hands.
You have to. If you don't do the hands,
then
you're
radio.
Not going to get it.
You know people can't see
this is radio.
Right?
Get the picture. I know. Yes, I understand. And yet you have to put the finger up when you say, and everybody knows it. Because that's what he does.
And then he does the
hands. And he does the hands of the accordion. He's always doing the hands. It's like a seal up there talking about. But the best seal, one of the best seals ever. Just the most impressive seal. And everybody knows it. New York City Mayor Eric Adams blasts Texas Governor Greg Abbott after a second bus of migrants has arrived at his doorstep. This is horrific, he says. Get a load of this. He greeted an incoming bus of around 40 migrants, only 14 of whom disembarked in the Big Apple. This is horrific when you think about what the governor is doing, Adams said. You're finding that some of the families are on the bus that wanted to go to other locations, and they're not allowed to. They're forced to get on this bus with the understanding that they're going to other locations that they wanted to go to, and then they actually try to explain they weren't allowed to do so. So let me see if I got this straight. These people came across the border illegally, and we're not busing them free of charge to where they want to go? What kind of monsters are we?
Sucker.
I can't believe it. No, where do they think they even have a right to ask such a thing? To say, well, I want to go to, you know, San Diego. Listen, Pepe, you're lucky that you're here. There's no, you don't get to suddenly decide where you're going and get shipped there free of charge. Oh, no, that's what it looks like when you're watching the news at home. But that's not actually how any of this works. And Abbott is doing exactly what he said he was going to do some time ago, which is he's loading these people up on buses. He's sending them to Washington, D.C. He's sending them to New York City. He is making his problem their problem because nobody would pay attention. It was just his problem. Once it becomes their problem, now suddenly they're like,
we have a border problem.
Wow, I didn't realize that. They're still not admitting to having a border problem, actually, interestingly. They're really going to have to get overwhelmed.
They have a busing problem.
Yeah, they're going to have to get really overwhelmed before they admit to having a border problem. The Inflation Reduction Act, which will not reduce inflation one bit, passed over the weekend. Vice President Harris cast the tie-breaking vote to allow the legislation to pass 51-50 because it was using a structure that had to do with funding. They managed to get it by without having to have the 60 votes. Josh Hawley, who is a Republican from Missouri, a senator who always has something sort of incendiary to say, he said, "This is a night of triumph for them. Schumer has had the longest 50-50 Senate in history, and he's managed to get virtually all of their signature priorities through. And with, by the way, the most unpopular president of my lifetime." Yeah, he made a good point. Schumer, on the other hand, said this. Oh, I'm sorry, this is Ben Cardin. "I mean, it's the largest package ever for climate. It deals with an energy policy that makes sense for this country, reduces the cost of energy." No, it doesn't. "Reduces health care costs." No, it doesn't. "And does it in a way that reduces the deficit." No, it doesn't. "And has tax fairness in our code." No, it doesn't.
Can I also keep my doctor, though?
If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
I do find it appropriate that the number on that is 5150.
Yeah, that's the code for crazy house. in L.A., hence the name of the Van Halen album. A driving exhibition downtown at 3 o'clock on a Sunday morning led to gunfire that left one adult female bystander dead. Group of people that were doing burnouts and donuts in a parking lot with a large crowd present. A large crowd at 3 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
I cannot stay up that late.
The hell was going
on? I'm old.
This is in the 800 block of 2nd Avenue North, and one of the drivers doing a burnout actually struck another vehicle in the parking lot. Gunfire erupted almost immediately. An adult female, who police said was an innocent bystander, was shot. She died on the scene. Four other victims were injured, two women and two men. By the way, this is the second death that has taken place at one of these driving exhibitions. The most recent one was last month, when a 14-year-old boy was struck and killed by a vehicle while he was watching exhibition driving in Birmingham. Clearly, these things are superfluous and maybe should be stopped. I'm guessing that the places that they're doing it are not like...
large?
I'm just thinking that... the owner's not on premises, right? They're
probably not.
My guess would be that they are there illegally using a space that is not for them. That might be a means by which, you know, police can show up and break these things up and send people on their way. And it's kind of like, hey, you're trespassing. You have to leave now. We can't keep this up. People are dying at these things. How about one person dead, four people injured, all because we wanted to go watch some people do donuts? And you know, cops do love donuts. What?
That was rude.
Was that uncalled for?
We love our first responders.
Of course we do. Why wouldn't we? Nobody is suggesting otherwise. We love them. They love donuts. It's okay. Are we going back to the fat shaming thing? By the way, this was the
80, I'm not.
This was the 85th homicide in Birmingham this year. 85th. We are on track to break the record for homicides in Birmingham at this pace. Come on, get it together, city. I know we can do this. We can fix this.
We have faith in you.
Well, something has to be done. I mean, honestly, there's no good reason for us to be on pace to break the record for homicides in the city of Birmingham. Obviously, you know, we're going to have to adjust a few things, but they're not being adjusted, and it doesn't seem to matter who gets elected. They never get adjusted. 9:13 our time. When we come back, it's going to be Steve's turn, and later... we'll address the reopening of an old friend who we have missed. Stick around. It's Dixon and Vining with SHG in for the vacationing Valerie Vining. Back in a moment. Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Parrot Structural Services, 668-2626. Online at ParrotSS.com when your foundation ain't living up to its expectations. There are signs, doors and windows that don't close properly. Maybe you got some baseboard that's buckling. Maybe you've got some crown molding that is becoming detached and you can't put it back in place. These are just a few of the things that you might be witnessing, experiencing. Set something down that's round or rollable and it just rolls into a corner. You're like, that never happened before. That's weird. That's when you call Parrot Structural. Have them come by and give you the once-over. They can tell you what's going on with your foundation. I've had them come by twice. Fortunately, I got to clean a bill of health both times I needed them. But they have also helped relatives of mine and saved them a lot of bacon as well. Look, you need somebody who's trustworthy. You need somebody who's got the experience to do it right. Parrot Structural Services is that somebody. ParrotSS.com, 668-2626. Licensed, bonded, insured, and E-Verify compliant Parrot Structural Services. 919, and I now give you America's number one rat fan. Oh, he's the one.
Yep, there's got to be somebody somewhere, right?
It's Steve's turn.
Okay, it's Big John's turn.
No.
Yeah, Steve.
It's Fallon Steve, Dave.
My wife and I decided to celebrate my birthday just a little bit early. We went yesterday to one of our favorite places, and for those of you that want to know, yes, it's Bertoloni's, and yes, you can get your gift certificate still
Woo-hoo.
On Talk 99.5. Go to that Sweet Bits thing.
Sweet Bits, sweet deal.
$50.
Yeah, yeah.
in gift certificates for only $25. That's what we did.
Go for it.
Very cool. If you don't know how it works, you just go on there. It sends you to a secure site, and you put in your information of how much you want. They'll mail it to you. You'll get there within 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Very cool. Went there, had a great lunch. I know it's not necessarily way to wellness, but
yeah,
I was
birthday.
I was careful.
Celebrating a birthday.
Absolutely. I was okay. Being careful about it. I didn't go hog wild and go for everything that I could possibly find. Then I had to come here. Run a Barons game last night.
Well. All I'm hearing is a lot of whining.
No, hang on. Okay. I don't have a problem running a Barons game.
Good.
I like Kurt Bloom. He and I worked together back in 2000 when I was lucky enough to be a PA announcer for the Barons and everything. But man, we do not know how to drive in this state.
We had a news story.
I know. Get on the entrance ramp on 65 from Clanton.
Mm-hmm.
And for no reason whatsoever, right at the Shelby County Airport exit, we come to an almost complete stop.
Oh, yeah.
And for about 3 miles, it's crawling along at best, 40 miles an hour.
I've done this.
And all of a sudden, it just cleared up. And there was no reason why we slowed down.
Yep.
In that process, somebody felt that they were more important than everybody else and went screaming down the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And then cut off an 18-wheeler to get back into traffic when everything kind of closed up to go over a bridge. You're going to be the cause of why everybody else is now stopped if you keep that up because you're an idiot. And then after that, somebody on a motorcycle decided, I'm more important than you, and zipped right through everybody in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You better hope that nobody decides to suddenly switch lanes because you're a dead person at that point in time. I don't know what in the world is going on with people. This just blows my mind that we have to feel like we are 5 seconds more important than the other person. I mean, as I'm coming up here, before I even get off the exit, I'm coming down the hill from Alford Avenue. I'm already over in the right lane.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody comes right up, gets into my blind spot. I look in my rearview mirror. There's nobody behind me for about 500 yards. This guy decides he's going to cram himself in the two car lengths between me and the car in front of me so that he can get off at the same exit I'm getting off at. What are we doing? We have no idea of how to drive in this state, and it's sad.
What is it Valerie always says? Hey, here we are back on the porch again.
I have never felt younger in my life.
I'm more than happy to be on the front porch about this.
Wow! I suddenly stumbled into the old folks' home, apparently.
All right, let's not bury the lead here. When is your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's your birthday?
Yes.
All right. Happy pre-birthday.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to get you the same thing I got you last year.
Thanks for that.
Exactly. Nothing. Not a thing. Not a damn thing. Same thing I got McLean and John Bird for their birthday last
week. That's
true. Nothing.
Yep. And we all appreciate that.
Because I've said time and time again that if you're older than 9 years old, and it's not one of those landmark birthdays, you know, 16, 21, probably 25, then after that, really
maybe
40,
50.
40, 50. Yeah, that's when things are. I imagine 60 is not that big a deal to me. 65, I guess. Isn't that the
retirement age?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. I don't
is
know.
Is that retiring?
No.
Well, we're in radio. Nobody in radio retires.
Nobody.
We just get kicked out of the business.
Exactly. Against our will in most cases. Nonetheless, happy birthday. Happy pre-birthday to you.
I appreciate it.
And yeah, I would agree with you. I've been on the roads out here. I was a little surprised. We drove around Minneapolis a couple of weekends ago, and all I could think of was, okay, it's not me. Birmingham drivers really are crazy because these people are not nearly as insane. How many times have I gotten on 65 South at Oxmoor over here and had somebody careening across three lanes of traffic to get off at Wildwood? You know, you're just like, what are you doing,
Did you
man?
Not realize that your exit was coming up?
No, apparently
Maybe
not.
Maybe prepare for
tearing
it.
Across three lanes of traffic is a state sport.
And
here.
Minneapolis has these weird roads that like cross over in front of the opposite side of traffic. And it's just bizarro world. And I was looking at this going, we're all going to die. Like, because I'm used to Birmingham drivers and I'm like, oh, we're going to die. This is it. I'm done.
See, the Midwest, they're also very polite. They all stop and they go like, are you going to go now? You want to go? And they use the hand signals. Are you going? I'm going to go. I'll go now. Okay. I'll go. Okay. Then you go.
Yeah. We use a different kind of hand signal down here.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Oh, yeah.
And with good reason.
It's a lot less polite.
We couldn't have the crossover things here. We'd all be dead.
Oh, you
know
it.
It'd be a fiery wreck every minute. Darian would be back there in the traffic center going, I don't know what's happening.
Just don't go anywhere.
It's news time. 651 Talk 99.5. Talk995.com. The Alabama Men's Clinic would like to help you with your low T. If you are struggling with energy problems, dragging yourself through the day, having sleep disruptions where you're waking up in the middle of the night for no good reason whatsoever and can't get back to sleep, you're working out, you're gaining no muscle, you're losing no weight, these are all signs of low T. And the Alabama Men's Clinic might very well be able to help you because they really do focus on that and ED. They can lend a hand if you give them a call at 598-7000 and make an appointment. The Alabama Men's Clinic has helped hundreds, even thousands of men in this area with their low testosterone problem. There's a variety of treatments available. So if you've heard about one that didn't work for somebody, it doesn't mean that it's not going to work for you, and it doesn't mean there aren't other options available. So give them a call. 598-7000, 598-7000, or online at alabamamensclinic.com. So it's nice to see an old friend coming back online talking about Toys R Us. It's reopening in 9 states, and more locations are, quote, coming soon. Jim Dent joins us from the News Center, along with SHG, and for Valerie Vining, Steve West, of course, is here. I am Richard Dixon. It's Dixon and Vining on Talk 99.5. When Toys R Us collapsed magnificently, I was on at a different time of day, I believe, and I said, what the hell happened to this store? How did this behemoth of a toy store fall on such hard times? And of course, people call us, well, it's the internet. You know, the problem is the internet. I'm like, you know, you can buy tools on the internet, yet Lowe's and Home Depot are still in business, you know? You can buy hand tools, you can buy power tools, hell, you can buy building materials on the internet if you want to, and yet Lowe's and Home Depot are still in business. What is it that put Toys R Us out of business, Jim?
Toys R Us had a business model that was not working, and they weren't really willing to change. Ah. They thought, you know, it's been working, so it'll work again. The internet undercut them somewhat on popular toys, and Walmart was killing them.
Yeah. The toy department at Walmart was becoming so big, and as a guy with a grandkid, or two now, I can say it was just more convenient for me to go into Walmart and find. They had 4 or 5 good rows of toys. I could generally find something that my young Max was going to like there without too much trouble, so I didn't feel the need to.
But you didn't have the jingle.
That's true. Nor Jeffrey the giraffe.
I don't want to grow up.
Yeah, the problem is that consumers today are not willing to pay for the jingle or Jeffrey Giraffe or any of the other.
My kids used to get a happy birthday phone call from Jeffrey the Giraffe.
See, and that costs money too. Mom's looking for the cheapest deal she can find.
Yeah.
Well, especially right now.
Yeah, especially right now. And
have you seen the cost of eggs?
Well, they'll drive another 5 miles to get to a Walmart to buy the toy for 20% off.
Yeah.
Of what,
over what Toys R Us,
was charging. The other problem, and this affects a lot of retail chains and other businesses, as the finances got tighter, and of course they were sold and mortgaged and all of that, so they had debt problems.
Sure.
But as that starts to press down, you start cutting back on things. One of the things they cut back on were the people that worked at night restocking the shelves. So things were in disarray when folks got there in the morning, and the stores weren't clean, and it snowballed. The more you do that, the more customers you lose. Then you can't get the toy companies to sell you toys.
Yeah.
So that you have the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip in stock for Christmas.
I want a G.I. Joe with a Kung Fu grip.
Gotta have the G.I. Joe with a Kung Fu grip.
Yeah.
True story. I can bear witness to the slow decline of Toys R Us because I used to go there all the time for my daughter. It was just an easy thing to do. When you're dealing with a kid who's 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 years old, all they really want for Christmas is toys, you know? Yeah. Maybe they want some specific thing, but for the most part, they fix out on 1 or 2 small things, and the rest of the thing is just sort of up for grabs. So I would walk into Toys R Us with a fistful of money every Christmas, and it was an easy place to do that shopping because it was just full of toys. Everywhere you looked, there was a toy. You'd go to her age-appropriate section, and you could just grab stuff off the shelf and throw it in your buggy and check yourself out, and you'd be done. But over the years, I definitely saw the decline, things like shelves no longer being neat the way they used to be. You know, the games were all mixed up with the dolls, and the dolls were mixed up with the stuffed animals. And it was like, wow, looks like nobody's been down here doing any sort of organization in quite some time. And dirty. I mean, someone would drop a Coke and they'd leave it there for a couple of days. You're like, really? You're just going to leave this Coke stain on the floor over here? You're not even going to try to mop it up? Okay. I can see why that could definitely take you downhill. But then why did KB Toys go out of business?
They were in the same shape as Toys R Us. They had been purchased by a quote, investment group that was going to help them expand. And not only did they not help them expand, what they did is got all their money out of the deal and left them with a lot of debt. And if interest rates go up, which they're doing now, so keep an eye on the retail sector, especially stores that have gone through these buyouts and things. You never know what's next. But it just, they end up loaded up with it. Well, the same thing. We saw it happen with Bruno's. When the Bruno's family sold, it was a public company, but they controlled it. And when they sold out to KKR, immediately, KKR borrowed all the money it needed to buy it for over $1 billion. And so the new company had $1 billion debt they had to service every month.
Yep.
In addition, you know, to keeping the Oreos with double stuff stock.
and to keep the place running.
Yeah, those are the important things. And it had an effect. And they made the new management made some really disastrous decisions early on, and they never recovered from it.
No, that's all too often the case. I think when people are buying something, especially when you're buying like a company or a corporation, what you're supposed to do is look at it in terms of a worst case scenario. If everything goes straight to hell, will I still be able to make these payments? Unfortunately, people tend to go the other way. They always look at like the best case scenario, or more to the point, and almost any financial guy will tell you this, people tend to believe the status quo is going to stay the status quo forever. If interest rates are 3%, well, they're always going to be 3%. I don't have to worry about this. Yeah. So they make these purchases and do things without bothering to think, wait a minute, what if interest rates suddenly skyrocket and they're 8%? Will I be able to do this? No, you're going down in flames. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's not going to happen. And then it does. Well, they're reopening. Nine states are reopening Toys R Us stores. In fact, they are officially back inside Macy's locations in nine states, which means we don't have one here because our Macy's closed.
Well, there's a Macy's still at River Chase.
Is there?
Yes.
Oh, more's the pity.
And is there not one at the Summit?
Is there one at the Summit?
No, there isn't. Okay.
There were two Macy's stores.
Yeah.
Both former Rich's stores.
That's right.
At Brookwood Village and River Chase.
I had a really bad run-in with Macy's at one point when I bought a very nice Persian rug. And they said, well, if you open a Macy's charge account, this will cost you X percent less. And I was like, all right, that sounds good to me. Opened up the Macy's charge account. They rolled up the rug, tied it to the top of the car. Away we went. Went back to Macy's, bought a few more things, bought some Revereware, some cookware, bought some utensils and things of that nature. And every time the Macy's bill would show up, I would pay it, or the ex-wife would. And eventually got a collection letter from a lawyer that said, you owe $1,300 for that Persian rug. And now we're going to tack on this, that, and the other thing. And it was like, wait a minute. We put that on the Macy's card. The Macy's bill shows up every month. Like, well, what's going on? Well, apparently they didn't put it on there, but that doesn't mean that you don't owe the money. And I'm like, I don't really think I'm responsible for this. I think Macy's is the one that's supposed to be keeping track of what they sold and who owes the money. Well, that's why I'm calling you now, 6 months later. So worked out a deal. It was like, I paid exactly the $1,300. And the deal, because they were like, you're going to have fees and this and that. And I'm like, I'm not paying any of those things. You want to go to court? We'll go to court. But if you want your $1,300, I'll give you your $1,300. Not a problem. Just don't be an ass about it. And this doesn't go on my credit record. So that was the agreement that we reached. I sent them the $1,300, and the bastards put it on my credit record, and it stayed there for 7 years. And I said, that's the last business that Macy's is going to get from me ever, and I have never set foot inside the store since.
And now the store's closed.
Exactly. That's what I said. I said, so it finally paid off.
What I'm hearing is Richard Dixon closed the Macy's.
I did it. I was responsible
for
that.
You were also responsible for Roy Moore, Doug Jones.
Yeah. I was, yeah.
My father came back from World War II and went to Black's department store downtown and bought a shirt. And apparently the shirt did not last. It came apart or something. And he took it back and they wouldn't return it. And he said, okay. And ever since that point, he refused to do business with Blacks. Now, I did.
But I traitor. Didn't tell him. You're a traitor.
And eventually, sometime in, I think it was the mid to late 80s, Blacks went out of business. And he said, gotcha.
See? It finally paid off. Even a little guy can make a difference sometimes.
Gotta have the patience.
That's exactly
it
right.
It only took 40 years.
I'm playing the long game here.
Yeah.
It's just like my refusing to watch CNN. It's finally paying. 942, Monica Thatch, Keller Williams, Trustful, 229-1865. When you are in need of a great real estate agent, you need look no further. This is a real estate agent that closes one a week, sometimes more, better than 52 sales a year, because she really cares, she listens, she pays attention to what it is you want. She doesn't try to foist off one of her other listings on you so she can double the commission or any of the goofy stuff that sometimes real estate agents do. She's very focused and she never stops working. When I say she never stops working, I mean, I wake up at 3:30 in the morning because I have to. She wakes up at 4:30 because she wants to. And because she wants to get to work, and she wants to find the home of your dreams for you at a price that you're going to love. She also wants to market and stage and sell your home at a price that you're absolutely going to love. That's Monica Thatch. She's my real estate agent. She should be yours. Monica Thatch, Keller Williams Trustful, 229-1865, 229-1865. 943, back with the Dixon and Vining question of the day in just a moment. Talk995.com with Dixon and Vining, SHG, in for the vacationing Valerie Vining. She'll be here tomorrow as well. Jim Dent is here. Steve West is here. AJ is in the house. What are you doing here, AJ? What are you doing?
Working.
Working. Good. We can use you. Stick around. We have use for you. Yeah.
That could be bad.
No, I mean, we personally have use for you. I'm telling you, this is,
it could be even worse.
It probably will be.
Not in that way.
No.
Not in a weird, creepy,
It depends.
You know.
It might be that way. You don't know.
As far as he knows.
Yeah. Sentinel Firearms, sentinelfirearms.us, 592-3000, 4906 North 40th Street. A great place to shoot, a great place to learn, a great place to pick yourself up some top quality ammo or a firearm or accessories. Their gunsmithing is second to none. They can put that accessory on your firearm if you so desire, or, you know, they can fix up your old gun. If you have something that is rusty and old and you think, well, this will never fire again, hey, give them a shot. You'd be surprised at how good these guys are. I've seen the magic that they do. Sentinel Firearms, sentinelfirearms.us, 906 North 40th Street, proud sponsor of the Dixon and Vining Question of the Day.
If the questions of a thousand things.
Questions, questions, just fill my head.
Questions of a thousand things.
Can I raise a practical question at this point?
Here it is. Name a television show that was canceled too soon. A television show that was canceled too soon. I knew I was going to get a lot of Fireflies with this, but aside from Firefly, I knew I was going to get a lot of Babylon 5s would be the next one. So I was like, okay.
Pick one.
I had to pick one, and I got a lot of the other. I wasn't surprised. Jim Dent, a television show that was canceled too soon.
Probably Star Trek, the original.
Oh, yeah. Only lasted, what, two seasons, didn't it?
Three seasons. They were planning to cancel it after two, and there was this big write-in campaign, so they did a third season.
Yeah.
But they moved it to Friday night.
Yeah.
Which is Death Valley.
It is,
on
yeah.
a show like that. Never did well. Paramount hung on to... Desilu started it. Paramount bought Desilu. Hung on to the rights. And then what, 20 years later, starts making Star Trek movies.
Oh, yeah.
And the rest is history.
Right after Star Wars came out, they were like, oh,
that's
wait
right.
a minute.
Yeah, this might work.
This might work.
I remember sitting in the theater with my best friend Brian to watch Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. And the place was absolutely packed. And he turned to me and he said... Could you believe that a television show that's been canceled for 12 years is drawing a crowd this big? And I said, yeah, and the first movie sucked.
It did.
Steve West, a TV show that was canceled too soon.
Sports Night lasted for all of 2 seasons on ABC. It was kind of buried in dealing with like Dharma and Greg and all that stuff. It just wasn't paired up very well. It's a fantastic show. Should have stuck around a lot longer.
I only saw a couple of them, but I was pretty impressed by it. It was funny, you know, and genuinely funny, which is a rare thing with sitcoms. It didn't have that sort of necessitates canned laughter kind of thing that would make you crazy.
Yeah, if you get the DVD set, which I've got, you watch the debut episode, ABC demanded they put a laugh track in it.
Mm-hmm.
And David E. Kelly, having the wielding of the power that he did, after that, he complained so much about how bad it sounded that he was able to get it removed.
Yeah, that was good. Good move on his part. What about USHG?
I don't watch a lot of TV, so this was really, really hard, and I literally just came up with it 2 minutes ago.
Yeah?
So, The Muppet Show.
I loved The Muppet Show. I love The Muppet Show.
I get it. I understand it. My whole family watched it.
Yeah, that was exactly right. I remember my dad happening in, you know, we still had that stupid black and white TV because he thought that color TV was a fad, you know?
You never know.
He comes stumbling in, and I've got
The Muppet Show
on TV, and he sits down to watch it with me, and he starts chuckling and he starts laughing, and then the next week when it's on, it was on 6 o'clock Saturday at my house. I don't know where everyone else, but he managed to find his way downstairs again and sat down and watched The Muppet Show. Third week, I was upstairs in my room. I had to do some homework, and he came upstairs. He goes, isn't it time for that show you like? I was like, I think my dad likes The Muppet Show.
Uh-huh.
That's what was so good about it.
It really crossed
all barriers.
There were two shows that my dad made sure to watch. It was The Muppet Show and MASH.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, my dad, I don't think my dad ever missed an episode of MASH either. We may have had the same dad. We do look alike. I'm a little concerned now.
I've only been to the Minnesota airport.
Maybe that's close
that's
enough.
All it
could
it
be. You never know.
I'm going to say the Continuing Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
Oh, yes.
That was such a goofy show. It had Bruce Campbell as the star. He played Briscoe County Jr., a lawman whose father had been killed by bad guys, and his job was to go track down the bad guys who had killed his dad, and he had special dispensation from the governor, and he had... John, the guy who played Gomez Adams, I can't remember his name, John Astin,
yeah.
as a kind of a mad professor who would help him put stuff together. Show lasted 2 seasons. I'm surprised it lasted that long. It was so niche and so weird.
That's what helped it last two seasons, truth be told.
Probably. I mean, I really loved that show, and it's sad that it got taken off the air when it did. The other one that I really loved, nobody's heard of, it's called Bakersfield PD. If you get a chance to look it up, do so. It was genuinely funny. Kolchak the Night Stalker, some of the answers we're getting online. Freaks and Geeks, Justified, The Rogues, Longmire. A lot of people sad to see that go, but I think it's coming back.
It's on streaming.
Sun Records. What a great show.
Oh, yeah, that was a great show.
Oh, I can't believe they killed that. It's a terrible shame. All right, that's it for us. I'll be back tomorrow with SHG Dark and Early at 6 a.m. Dent will be here. West will be here. It's in their contract. They don't have a choice. Talk 99.5. Bye-bye now.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you were only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.